Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. That's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
As tempting as it is to comment on the Senate's deliberation and their process, I want to give them the space to get their job done. We have a promise to keep, and we kept that promise in the House.
House Speaker Paul Ryan trying not to comment on the GOP Senate health care process. Ryan did say if the GOP gets a Senate bill through, he may call the House back before the end of the August recess. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell laid out on the Senate floor the process for dealing with a new GOP health care bill.
Once we proceed to the bill, members, Republicans and Democrats alike, will have the opportunity to engage in robust debate and a robust amendment process right here on the Senate floor.
And the Justice Department cracking down on health care fraud and scams involving drug abuse. Attorney General Jeff Sessions said that more than 400 people are being charged in the case involving $1.3 billion in false billings. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention all men. Did you know that bladder control problems are very common? If you or a loved one is suffering from male incontinence, please listen to this important message from Men's Liberty, because bladder control problems do not need to keep you from living an active life any longer. Best of all, costs can be covered by Medicare or private insurance. Call 888-827-7549 to receive a free week's supply with your order.
Using Men's Liberty, we can go places, and I don't feel a sense of anxiety.
Men's Liberty has made both mine and my husband's life easier.
As a urological surgeon, I highly recommend Men's Liberty. It's simply the best option available, and I've seen how it changes lives.
Men's Liberty is covered by Medicare and most major health insurance plans. Say goodbye to painful catheters, expensive diapers, and embarrassing accidents, odors, or infections. Call 888-827-7549 to receive a free week's supply with your order. Call 888-827-7549. That's 888-827-7549. 888-827-7549.
This is the Mike Hewitt Show, proudly brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. How's that coffee silo doing, Mike?
I got to tell you, I've been babbling so much I haven't had a time to get at it. Folks, if you're just tuning in, I've got Miles Bauer and Ludwig von Wiedendorski, my co-hosts. Miles, being that you're from the great city of Chicago, did you notice that there was some shootings over the holiday week?
Yeah.
At like 60.
He's going, yeah. Are you immune to it?
He says, like, there's always shooting. What's the news?
Yeah, I was going to say, why is this day any different than any other day?
Some folks celebrate Independence Day differently than others, I guess, but 60 shootings, 8 dead. I'm a gun guy, but maybe if they gave all of the innocent citizens, allowed them, I know it's a tired argument, but the only folks that have guns down there are the criminals. This has got to be obvious, even the most densest anti-gun person. I mean, they to ignore that obvious, they have to be willfully ignorant.
Sad part is they say it's down thanks to the help from the ATF and their little bit of a change in concealed carry law that it's down. Like,
well,
that's
listen,
down?
When President Trump sent in the ATF, I was a little disappointed. We call them after the fact. That's what ATF stands for. So they're there when they get there. It's always after the fact, and they're going, do you have the serial number on that firearm that was used, sir? That's their point of reference. And then they're fine people. They're fine men and women, but that's their point of reference. So I was a little bit, I can't send the FBI because they've turned into, you know, the Keystone Cops.
Well, all in law enforcement, in theory, is not preventative crime. It's solving crime after it happens.
If you have a presence of uniformed law enforcement officers, you will have a reduction in crime. If you have law-abiding citizens that are armed and trained, you will have a significant reduction in crime. I don't have to guess. We could do a whole show on example of both state, county, and city across the United States where these things have been tried. And the uber left or the anti-gun folks, they just refuse to embrace common sense. It blows my mind. It really does. Meanwhile, because President Trump won, a lot of the gun folks are going, well, our threats are all over with. Yeah, they are, unless you're paying attention to the news anymore, because they're marching both in local, state, and federal courts trying to find a way to hook your guns back out of your pockets. They're doing everything that they can. So for those folks that think Trump won and the push for anti-gunners is over with, slap yourself. That's silly. Have somebody throw a glass of water in your face.
Miles, do you and Madam Trumper avoid downtown Chicago or anything because of the whole situation there?
Well, there are certain areas that you want to pay attention to. But I wouldn't say it's necessarily downtown, because one of the last things Chicago has is, you know, a place to go shop or entertainment or restaurants.
I agree with that. Downtown is pretty nice.
Yeah, I know
the south end.
You said
it
started floating into Lake Michigan Ave.
Well, but it did, but that's just the south end and the west side. Is that correct, Miles, when I say that?
Yeah, I mean, for the most part. I mean, I don't want to paint with too big a broad brush there, but yeah.
So if I took my family to where we used to go down to Lake Michigan Ave and go shopping at Water Tower Mall and all that, I'm good.
You're pretty safe there.
Yeah.
Don't you think so? I mean, you go to the museums and all that. I've been there a number of times. I've never felt like I was not safe there in defense of Chicago.
And we used to go all the time, but on the other hand, for the news, that was all filtering there. That's why it's good to have him. It's not that way.
Downtown's fine, but you know, I've been, when I used to do a lot more business in Chicago, I've been to places on the south side that scared the bejeebers out of me. One place, a guy calls. I call him on the cell phone. He says, okay, when you get about a block from my address, call again. Okay. I call him when I'm about a block out. Okay, I'm at the door, so honk. Don't stop rolling. We're going to open the door, get your car inside. Inside, the door comes right down to the point where I'm wondering if it's going to clip the trunk. And inside are several Mastiffs laying around. I'm like, why would you do business here? But he said it's cheap rent. Most of our actual business is done in downtown Chicago. But it was not a nice place to be. But to Miles' point, where he lives, where I'm assuming where you work, but downtown, those areas are fine. Speaking of places to live, Pence was in the great state of Michigan this week. You saw that? He walked in the Grandville Parade?
Yeah, we should have went.
There was a lot of speculation. Why is he here? Why is he here? He's here every summer, folks. He's been vacationing here for a number of years. And so that makes sense for him to be there.
He rented a boat from a couple of our friends.
Yep.
Just 2 years ago.
Right.
And he was just the governor of Indiana then, and I was excited. I'm like, yeah, wow, Pence was up here. That's pretty cool.
Right. Governor Pence was then. And you know, in fact, we ought to get her on the show one of these days.
Yeah.
That would be fun. We'll have to do that. Did you guys see the story on leftover eggs?
Mm-mm.
You didn't hear that? Miles, did you hear that?
I saw the title, but I didn't read the article.
Yeah, it was mind-bending. So a lot of these, I don't want to use your word, I don't want to use too big of a brush here, a significant number of college-educated females have decided that men in their age group are neither educated enough nor mature enough to father children. And so what they've decided to do is that they're freezing their eggs, hoping that the male segment of the populace will catch up to them someday. Ludwig shaking his head. I thought...
And that, I had this craving for bacon all along.
Yeah, I was wondering where this was going. I had a feeling.
Yeah, eggs and bacon, no such luck. So I was reading the article, and I was torn between what a statement that is about the male population. And by the way, I think there's something to that argument. Not everyone in that age group is exactly mature, as to the story of the Grand Haven Beach fisticuff. Not everybody, by the way, because we've had some folks in this studio. You work with folks on hockey teams, and Miles' son, by the way. Some of these folks are top-shelf people.
Yeah.
But I'm the guy that always opines over our higher educational system, and, in fact, K-12 also. So there may be something to it, but I think there's a lot more to the fact that those women have been so uber-leftly indoctrinated that they appraise themselves outrageously high. Either one of you guys want
to... I had to talk to my kid yesterday about stuff like this with sexism and all this. And even he says to me, well, women don't have as many rights. And I said, Landon, just tell me one that they don't have. His only answer was, well, they can't play pro football. I said, yes, they can. They're just not good enough or physical enough. In fact, a girl just signed with the first Division I college for a full scholarship this year. He's like, oh, well, they probably have more rights than us. I'm like, come on. So now we have women thinking that they need to freeze their eggs because men aren't smart enough.
I mean, are they expecting the DNA of men to change when they're past their point of being able to naturally conceive?
I don't know. The whole thing was just made me laugh. The unfortunate part about the media is that when you read the article, they don't quantify it. So I don't know if we're talking about three people that did this or thousands or hundreds. There's no way to quantify how many of these beautiful young ladies grossly over-appraise themselves. It's like the one lady's daughter that wants to go do the march with the crazy woman we talked about back whenever they were walking around with genitalia costumes on. And beautiful, gigantic home with two Mercedes-Benzes in the house, and the woman is the number one provider, at least by dollar mathematical signs. And she's going to the child, where do you think that we're disadvantaged? Where do you think we're disadvantaged here? So it's crazy to me. Listen, when we do the Enigma report, I give everybody a little bit of heads up. I want to talk about North Korea and Trump in the future because that is an enigma to me. So I wanted to give everyone a heads up to stay with it. If you got a theme song, don't forget $100. Send it to Mike at themikehewittshow.com. Either write it or bring it from YouTube. I don't care where you get it. But we're going to look in a month from now and pick somebody's theme song to do this show with. Folks, we're going to go to a break and we'll be right back.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving, but my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call, but I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-887-4991. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-887-4991. That's 877-887-4991.
Mackinac Island, still Michigan's premier destination to get away, unplug, and breathe. You can savor those Mackinac Island memories by bringing Simply Superior brand Mackinac Island food products into your home. Simply Superior presents their all-new lobster mac and cheese, a delicious American classic with a refined twist. Now available with other fine Mackinac Island products at your local grocer.
¿Sabía que de cada 5 personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental? NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdenhealthcare.org.
The Mike Hewitt Show is brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. We've made it to what we've been waiting for all morning. The Enigma Report. Actually, all week. We're waiting for it all week. Haven't we, Mike?
It's an enigma. Whatever time we've been waiting on it for. Listen, folks, if you're just tuning in, Miles Bauer and Ludwig von Wiedendorski, my co-hosts, I'm hoping you two will help me understand life from Kim Jong-un. What is this weirdo nutcase think he's going to get out of this? We're watching now. He's got an ICBM. Presumably it can support the weight of one of his 1950s-style nuclear warheads. Not to be taken lightly, by the way, folks. But I sit, and clearly he's on a mission, and he doesn't care. And we've talked about him before. If you look from Google Earth, all of the free countries of the world, whether you like them or disagree with them, et cetera, all of them are lit up at night except for one country. I mean, he's kept his folks in absolute abject poverty. They're literally living in straw and clay huts. Not all of them, most of them. You get outside the capital city, and holy moly, our poor folks in the United States think they got it bad, and not so much. And so what do they think they're going to get out of it? Miles, help me understand this enigma. What do you think our buddy Kim thinks he's going to get at the end of this path?
I think he thinks he's going to get some prestige. He's going to get respect around the world that he's one of the nuclear powers.
Do you think he actually plans on following through with any of his threats?
That is a good question. I don't. He certainly, so far, has shown a propensity to play chicken.
Right. To me, it was a significant message that he chose to do a surprise test on our Independence Day.
And I think he's serious, 100% serious.
But what's he going to get out of it? Let's take a moment to consider the two paths. On one path, I say maybe he thinks that Clinton or Bush or Obama is in office, and all of those guys wrote him or his father a check.
Mm-hmm.
Here's some do-re-mi. We'll give you some free stuff. Go away, little boy.
Yep.
Now, if he thinks that, I think he's woefully mistaken, because I don't think that's who Donald Trump is.
No.
Now, and by the way, I had folks on Facebook disagree with me on this point. They don't think that Trump will do anything different than the rest of the crowd did.
I think they're wrong.
I think they're wrong, but I'm wondering if that's what Kim, I'm just going to call him Kim, if that's his calculation. Is he just doing a whole bunch of things to get free stuff? If that's the case, it seems like allowing your country to be prosperous and give opportunity is the better path if your goal is just to get some stuff.
Well, look what happened in the 1950s, right after we won World War II. We became the superpower. Then we go into Korea, and we go all the way to the Chinese border, because MacArthur said, I'm going to do it no matter what they say. And the Chinese got involved then, and then we had to leave with our tails between our legs, and it's become the forgotten war. Why would anything change now? Why would we go in again knowing that if we get involved, China will come in, we'll lose the war, and we'll have to leave? And that he also knows that he has the perfect target that he is able to reach today and destroy badly in Seoul. So they're almost protected by Seoul being a major metropolis city and commercial hub in South Korea, so, and the Chinese in the north. How can you touch them?
You think that you believe then that he thinks he's got us in checkmate?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's presume,
he's wrong.
But let's presume for a minute that he, whether he's right or not, I still have to ask myself, what's he going to get out of the path he's on if it's just economics? Because he's destroying his country economically.
It's power starting
to achieve this. So perhaps Miles is right. He just wants to have a big fat head and say, look at me. I'm one of the global nuclear powers. But if we take the other path for a minute and say, what if he actually used one of them? And by the way, I think he's capable of using it. I mean, I have no window into his mind or soul, and thank goodness I don't want us either. But from everything that I've seen from him, I believe the opposite. I think he fully intends to do something if he gets to the point that he can. And I say that because I can't rationalize, of course, I'm I'm hearing my dad echo in my mind, you cannot rationalize an irrational mind. Perhaps he's right. But when I look at what he's sacrificing in his country and for himself to not allow North Korea to be a prosperous, when he looks across the border, he's got to see the other side of the coin as a prosperous and vibrant South Korea. So he's making a choice. I don't want to be like them. Instead, I'm going to build a nuclear weapon that can reach continental United States. Okay, so what if he does it? He's going to, let's say he's got 5 of them. Let's say 10 of them. He has next to zero chance of getting one to the continent of the United States, North America in total. He's got no chance of actually getting that missile there. Am I wrong, Miles?
Well, the one thing that I think is kind of a wild card here is that the Chinese appear very willing to just sit here and let this play out. And I wonder what the hidden message is behind China just pretty much going, yeah, okay.
They seem to be playing ball a little bit with Trump early on. They did a little bit of back off on their coal export from North Korea. They've tamped down a little bit of their business. But as I understand it, in the coming Union of Nothing meeting, that they sit in the chair position for that next set of meetings. So essentially what that means, folks, is that absolutely nothing on this topic or most any other topic important to the free world will and maybe standing still is better. But the point is that they were playing ball, and that has dribbled down to not so much.
So let's say North Korea uses a nuke here.
Yep.
Our response, a nuke back.
If North Korea, and maybe I'm being naive, but if North Korea launched an ICBM towards Alaska, I don't think that the United States would ever allow that missile to make it. To think that we don't have a satellite defense or actually ground-to-air missile defense, I think that we do. Now, we've had Lieutenant General Ernie Audino on the show, and he laughed, he scoffed at the notion that the United States military couldn't defend against that missile. So I don't know. I'm a layman, but I just would be dumbfounded. I mean, Kim is at the threshold of breaking the technology we were at before 1945. I mean, he's maybe a hair beyond that, but not much.
But like you said, don't take it lightly. Even though the bombs you have now are 1,000 times heavier than Nagasaki or Hiroshima, right. You just look at a picture of one of those. That's devastation.
Oh, but that's not what he's. That's not what he has. He doesn't have a.
Well, he's beyond the Nagasaki and Hiroshima. So my point is.
How do you know that?
You said 1950s. Those happened in 1945.
I was picking a day at a time. My point was only to saying he's 50 or 60 years behind the rest of the nuclear powered world.
We know for at least 16 years we've let this guy continue on and on and on. And
we've actually paid him to continue on and on and on.
Almost
both parties have done nonsensical things, but then they wrestled with the same question. What's the alternative?
Bush, from what I understand from things that were happening towards the last 2 years of his term, was he wanted to go in and take care of this problem, but the American public were so weary from being at war for so long already, he knew that we couldn't do it.
So what's Trump's answer? Drop a Moab on top of Kim's head?
I don't think him and Mattis are afraid to go in and take care of this problem.
Go ahead, Miles.
I do think that there might be one other chip to be played. I'm not all for nuclear proliferation, but I don't think China wants to see a nuclear Japan.
No.
And I wonder if Trump go down there and say, well, you know, guys, I guess we tried to do this, and I guess we're going to just have to put some nukes here on the island of Japan.
That would cause an interesting chess game to go on the world stage. That's a fascinating hypothesis, and Trump is very likely to pull that rabbit out of the hat. I could see him doing that.
Would he tweet it?
Folks, don't forget, new theme. Send me your ideas to mike@themikehewittshow.com. Follow us on Twitter at @TalkMikeHewitt and on Instagram the same. And don't forget, come to the Facebook page, the/TheMikeHewittShow.com, where we stream this show every week. And you can comment there, tell me we're crazy or we're on or whatever you think at the time. But the big thing for me is $100 for the theme song that we pick. That'll be announced on our August 2nd show. That's what I'm saying. Miles and Ludwig, thank you both very much. Brian, thank you. And thank you, everybody. We'll see you next week.
Attention business owners. We know that owning a business means getting things done right now. So if your right now list includes a new building, call the Right Now Company. General Steel. We can design a building for your business quickly and save you thousands of dollars. That's right, thousands. You may think General Steel only builds large projects or that you can't afford General Steel quality. Well, check these prices. How about a 40 by 60 foot building for under $22,000? Or even a 50 by 100 for under $35,000? That's right, a 5,000 square foot building for under $35,000. And these buildings all have General Steel quality. Best of all, you can still order a building and have it delivered in time to build this year. How's that for right now? So if your right now list includes a new building, call the Right Now Company, General Steel.
888-794-1615. 888-794-1615. 888-794-1615. That's 888-794-1615.
Mario and Pemba here for your local Auto Value Parts stores. There's no feeling quite like the one you get from driving on the open road. So whether I'm keeping my ride clean or running smooth, I've come to depend on the team at my local Auto Value Parts stores. And you can place your order anytime at autoparts2020.com.
We have batteries, brakes, bumpers, and more at your Auto Value Parts store,
where service is the difference.
We get it.
A single ember from a wildfire can travel over a mile. Your home is better protected when your whole community is prepared. Visit fireadapted.org to get started. A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Big C here, doing a little practicing for the Hunterdon County Chamber's 16th Annual Golf Classic. We're teeing off at Tuesday, October 3rd at Hawk Point Golf Club. The signature sponsor this year is Hunterdon Healthcare. Besides enjoying a great game of golf, this event is an excellent way for you to promote your business via our sponsorship opportunities, silent auction, and networking luncheon. The Golf Classic launches at 8:30 a.m. with registration, breakfast, and a putting warm-up. This scramble format will begin with a shotgun start at 10 a.m. Plus, we will have some exciting contests to enjoy throughout the day. Oh yes, the winning foursome will be presented with the fabulous Hunterdon Cup. Talk about bragging rights. I got you this year, Team ExxonMobil. I'll see you on the first tee.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.